Yeah, in an effort to combat piracy, record industries have implemented DRM technology to limit the use consumers have on their own purchased music. Recently, in late 2005, Sony BMG has encoded rootkit technology and spyware technology on their albums. But right now, there's two lawsuits against these. But I'm wondering, what will the candidates do to protect Canadians from harmful technologies that big labels plan on putting on their music in the future?
Most of these people are doing this for personal use. They're not out there reselling that. So there has to be some sort of negotiation here. I have four copies here of people who have written things, and I call them the exhibits. This is to be used in the court if necessary. So sometimes we have to use other people for thinking.
Yeah, I'm not the techie either, but I'm not sure if this is going to answer your question, but the Green Party wants to support Canadian culture. So if the big labels, probably American-dominated labels, are not allowing or making it more difficult for Canadian content to be distributed like their music, then that's something that the Green Party wants to do everything they can to promote Canadian culture. I'm sorry I'm not informed enough on computer technology to fully answer your question. I do think that Canadian artists need to be paid for the work that they do. So if people are playing their work, their music, they need to be compensated, paid for that.
Probably the person who is on the forefront of this kind of awareness is Dr. Elaine Bernard from Harvard University, who you may have seen in the movie The Corporation. One of the balances that is subsumed in your excellent question is the rights for intellectual property and the role of various techno companies in using those issues and concerns about intellectual property to make a buck. Margaret Mead talked about this in a report to the Canadian Senate in about 1976 about technological exploitation of children. I think that increasingly we have to direct our attention to techno shock and future shock, because these things are kind of like a culture shock that hit us all at the same time. I also want to talk about this on some other occasion.
Thank you. Yeah, I do think this matter is still under litigation. I think a lot of the courts are still looking at the impacts of IP and involving sharing of music and files over the internet. Before we can tackle the issue and deal with it through regulation or not, I think we're going to have to wait and see what some of these outcomes of the litigation are. I wouldn't want to prematurely promise to delve into something that is very much uncertain at this point. I will say, however, that Industry Canada has, in the previous government, continued to look at issues involving intellectual property, IP issues, and new technologies, and finding ways to deal with some of the cross-border issues that are coming up.